International Bible Studies. Lesson for May 1, 2022. Freedom from Sin. Key verse: If we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Romans 6 verse 5. Selected Scripture. Romans 6 verse 1 through 14. From the time of Eve's deception and Adam's disobedience by eating the forbidden fruit until the present, sin has been a part of mankind's experience. In today's lesson, Paul addresses the footstep followers of the Lord who through God's grace have been baptized into Christ's death and have received the Holy Spirit. These can no longer willingly practice sin because they, as consecrated believers, are walking in newness of life which, among other things, requires discipline and striving against the exercise of self-will. They cannot, therefore, engage in those activities that cater to the gratification of the fallen human appetites. Romans 6 verse 1 through 4. Our key verse and selected scripture affirm that Jesus obtained a high, heavenly reward for obediently sacrificing his life in accordance with God's will. Similarly, as dedicated followers of our Master, if faithful unto death, we may entertain the great hope of being united with him in the glorious first resurrection. We will then be empowered to assist Christ Jesus in blessing the human family when Satan is bound and a righteous government ensues, during the glorious kingdom reign. Revelation 3 verse 21, 20 verse 6, 21 verse 1 through 7. Presently, as imperfect specimens of humanity, even the spirit-begotten realize it is possible to be overtaken by sin, whether unintentionally or willfully, which could have the potential for the direst of consequences. When this occurs, such a deviation from the principles of godliness must be acknowledged and repented of if we are to be restored to God's favor. Prayer and filling our minds with holy thoughts can be effective tools towards preventing or combating the effects of sin in our lives. The body of sin stems from the imperfection which came upon our first parents in the Garden of Eden because of their failure to hearken to God's requirements for life. However, the subsequent atoning work of Jesus opened the way to restore mankind during the eight times of restitution. Acts 3 verse 20 and 21. Our privilege of being crucified with Christ through baptism into his death is a further aspect of the divine arrangement, whereby the evil consequences of sin will be eliminated. With our imperfect bodies, we could offer nothing to the Lord in the way of an acceptable sacrifice, but as partners with Jesus in the ministry of reconciliation, God considers us as having passed from death unto life. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 and 18. If we are dead with Christ, Paul states we are freed from sin's condemnation, and, on the authority of God's word, are privileged to reckon ourselves as participants in the better sacrifices of the great sin-atoning work of Christ. Romans 6 verse 6 through 14. Hebrews 9 verse 23. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Philippians 4 verse 8, New International Version. May we exercise diligence in our daily walk and a reverential attitude towards Christ as suggested by the foregoing passage of Scripture. Thus we may be privileged to share in the future work of restoring all that was previously lost in Adam when the resurrection work is complete. Revelation 21 verse 4.